So do not dismiss lightly Guardian Angel. I'll give one more thing that I think was it you or Sister Philomena that said, when you encounter someone and they're refusing conversion and they're really being hostile and they're causing you all kind of grief and strife, pray to their guardian angel that they'll stop.
Yeah, that's something that we've done for ever since Father Feeney encouraged it. And we would, as a regular custom, we pray and we invoke the guardian angels of the people that we're going to see that day and of the towns that we're going to visit. Because don't forget, you know, the angels come in choirs. We talked about the nine choirs. Well, some of those higher than the simple guardian angels, which are assigned to us, some of the higher choirs are the ones that guard places like cities or dioceses. So there are countries that have feasts of their national saint. And, you know, Portugal, remember, in Fatima, when the angel appeared to the children, the angel said, "I am the angel of Portugal." And there's a tradition in Portugal that their angel is Saint Michael. I don't know how they know this, but maybe there was some private revelation or something. But so it's quite possible, according to Frère Michel, who authored those wonderful books on Fatima, that angel that appeared to the children and taught them those prayers and prepared them for Our Lady's apparitions was none other than the Prince of the Heavenly Host himself, Saint Michael.
One more thing on this. If you're out there listening and you're watching the free preview on YouTube, you can join our live chat room. It's free. You can ask your questions or you can just chat with the 30-some-odd people that are in there chatting right now. Just go to crusadechannel.com/chat. That's crusadechannel.com/chat. You will need to create an account. That would be the only thing that's required of you is a name or your screen name and a valid email address so that it can be verified. But I encourage you to go right now and go create that account, brother. Today being the feast of the holy guardian angels, Don Prospero also gives us a hymn that he says is taken from Saint Bernard. I don't know if you got a chance to read it today. It's quite beautiful. "We celebrate the angels, guardians of men, whom our heavenly Father has given us as companions. Lest our weak nature should be overcome by the snares of our enemies. For because the traitorous angel fell and was justly cast down from the honors he enjoyed, burning with envy, he now endeavors to expel those whom God calls to heaven. Fly hither, then, O ever watchful guardian, ward off from the land committed to thy care, as well as disease of soul, as all that threatens to disturb the peace of the inhabitants." And then finally, the last stanza, "May loving praise be ever to thee, to the holy three, by whose eternal power is ruled this triple world, heaven and earth and the abyss, and whose glory is supreme throughout all ages. Amen." Saint Bernard. Brother, final question for you on angels, or final meditation, if you will. In many instances, when they do appear in Holy Scripture, the first thing they say is, fear not. Fear not. So they must be really scary looking.
They must be. Indeed. Yeah, I mean, they say it to everybody that they appear to. And when the angel Raphael manifests himself to Tobias, he sort of shed his regular human appearance when he was announcing what he was. And they hit the deck. They like prostrated, and he had to tell them not to be afraid and to get up. But yes, that's a common thing. So obviously, that's why I said this isn't a laughing matter. This isn't something that's treated lightly. they are majestic beings. They are far superior to us.